Well, the mantra from the federal government is that everyone in the community, including corporations, needs to share the burden of budget repair and economic reform in Australia. Well, one organisation has gone a step further. It now wants Australian businesses to play a bigger, more active role in the education of our children. The not-for-profit organisation Schools Connect Australia is rolling out a new program called Business Class, which matches leading companies with underprivileged schools in a bid to improve student achievement and employability. Well, the initiative is the brainchild of the British organisation Business in the Community. Its vice president is Dame Julia Cleverdon, a special advisor to Prince Charles and named by the Times newspaper as one of the 50 most influential women in Britain today. Dame Julia is currently in Australia and she joins us now from our Melbourne studio. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, you're helping to bring this program to Australia. Tell me, why should business take a bigger role in the education of our children? Isn't that the business of government?
Well, I think it's probably the business of all of us. It takes a village to raise a child. So parents have a critical role. Governments, of course, absolutely vital. But I think we've seen across the globe, actually, that increasingly now the business world can play a really important strategic role in partnership with schools, particularly with great head teachers. And where that support and engagement is needed most is in the most deprived communities, the sort of community I was in yesterday in Doveton, watching the amazing work going on there in a partnership with a great philanthropist from the business world and great head teacher and the whole of the community coming together. So I think the plan for Business Class, and there's an immense amount of great work already going on across Australia, is to drive and support some long-term strategic partnerships between the business world and the educational world.
And how do you imagine that long-term partnership? Because it sounds a lot more than writing a cheque and feeling good about it.
Yeah. Writing a cheque is the easy bit. And that's not, I mean, money matters. It doesn't matter most. The most important thing to do, I think our experience in the UK has been, and we've now got 375 partnerships between businesses and schools in the most deprived communities, is to really work collaboratively together across the whole spectrum of all the things that schools are struggling to make work better for the future of young Australians.
Well, we have organisations here where people from the business community here in Sydney, where I am this morning, go into schools and read with underprivileged kids in the morning. Is that the sort of thing you're imagining?
Well, interestingly, I was in Sydney 10 years ago at the beginning of those programs on great work on both how to get literacy up and use volunteers, how to get mentoring programs running. And we can see across Australia a great amount of that going on. I think the experience now is that this is such an important and serious issue that one needs a more holistic approach. Of course, we need lots of different programs happening, engaging employees from corporates. But actually, if you look at the importance of leadership and governance, the importance of enterprise and employability, the importance of developing a curriculum which is really relevant and resonates with young Australians, it isn't just about a lunch, a launch and a logo and a little bit of, you know, particular things every now and then. You need real, particularly in the most deprived, most challenged communities, you need real partnerships with the business world to build the employability, to develop and support leadership in the schools, to do all the things which I saw happening at Doveton yesterday. Really impressive engagement of the wider community. And there are great examples. ABCN have done some fantastic work in driving that sort of engagement. Work Inspiration has come over from Britain and is very, very important to get quality work experience going, which too frequently is, you know, not good enough. But actually, the real issue is, can you develop the relationship between business and education, particular businesses and particular schools, like KPMG working, I'm going to have a look today in Gippsland to see the great KPMG initiative running, and the stuff that Experian are beginning to do in McClellan College in Frankston, beginning to get clusters of businesses to work with clusters of schools. That's our experience, which obviously Australia will take on and make its own. But I think it's a game worth playing for business.
You were just mentioning earlier curriculum. May I say them's fighting words, Dame Julia. We have a big fight about what's taught in the schools. I've heard business leaders around Australia, often complain they can't spell. They're not literate. But I'm not sure that it goes much further than that kind of exasperation. I mean, can business really hope to have an impact on what is taught or merely how it's taught?
Well, I think obviously this is a very, very important part of, you know, the product of schools, if you like, is about how do we raise the game and inspire and get greater achievement in the things we need for the future of Australia. I suspect for us in Britain, the whole business of STEM teaching, science, technology, engineering and maths, absolutely critical to our future. So I think the arguments about they can't spell, they can't do fractions, bloody blah, bloody blah, is a very old style conversation. What we need now is to get partnerships which really help young people to get learning brought to life through their real world experience. I was in Britain the other day with a lovely train company where they were teaching in partnership with the school how do brakes work. And in fact, what they were doing was getting were they 13-year-olds,
yeah,
to measure how long it took to stop a train by really getting the involvement of those young people with a great science master, but a great man who ran Westinghouse Brakes, who really knew a thing or two about how you stop a train.
So that's bringing the curriculum to life.
Bringing the curriculum to life. I think the debate about, can the business world say what the curriculum should be, I think that's it's an unhelpful conversation. I think what business can do is to support teachers in really making real learning happen in a very, very relevant and clever way. And the greatest teachers are already doing this work with the business world.
My guest is Dame Julia Cleverdon from Schools UK. You were speaking also about leadership in schools. And to what extent, we have a big debate in this country about whether there should be more autonomy for school principals to ensure that the very best people are in those roles. Does business have a role to play in mentoring people to be the best leader they can be?
In all my experience, some of the greatest leaders I've ever met are head teachers. So I think that actually the business world can learn a lot from great heads.
I was hoping you'd say that.
I think great heads, in my experience, always have an unerring ability to seek out and find examples of relevance to them in the leadership world. The task of running a school and the task of running a major business, they're different, but they have immense similarities. And I think partnerships between leaders of all shapes and sizes can make a great difference. It's quite a lonely business being a head teacher. And I think actually the partnerships we've seen in the UK, and which I know we've got going here in Australia, can bring great encouragement and inspiration to each other. So I don't think it's an argument about, this lot's better than that lot. We need all the leadership we can get.
It seems there's a couple of hurdles to be overcome. Perhaps the first one you've dealt with is the view in the business community that they need to do more than just sort of moan about what's coming out the end and get in and do something about it. Perhaps the other end of it, and there'll probably be teachers around Australia chucking their boot at the radio as they hear this, is the view that governments should fund education and that it represents a risk to their autonomy, a risk to the security of their funding base, and a basic equity issue that they will not countenance that anyone other than government ought to do the heavy lifting in education. What do you say to those folks?
I say, if one's looking at the austerity programs across the world, I'm pretty clear that education is absolutely a critical part of any civilized society's investment in the future. But I suspect that across the world, we are increasingly going to need to get support, time, talent, energy, help to do the very, very best for the education of our young people, we're going to need many, many contributions of all sorts. Now, are those financial? I wouldn't get into that debate. Mm. I personally don't believe that this is something that the business world should be funding, but I believe that all of us in a community want to do everything we possibly can, particularly in the most deprived communities. You have a high percentage of independent schools in Australia. 30% of people are already paying for their own children's education. In the UK, we don't have those percentages, but we have exactly the same challenge of how do we get young people from refugee backgrounds, young people from very poor communities, young people from great difficulties, how do we help them to contribute to the future, to be the very best they can be? And for me, if business is going to be supporting and investing anywhere, it's in those places where we really, really need that to happen. And I think Schools Connect have identified that they want to be in the support of 120 schools across Australia in the next few years. And we're beginning here in Victoria. And I'm much looking forward to doing everything I can with the corporate sector, who I've admired for a long time in Australia, to see both what is already going on and what we can do to make even more difference.
Thank you so much for being my guest. It's been really a delight to talk to you.
Lovely to hear you. Thank you very much indeed.
Dame Julia Cleverdon is the Vice President of the Peak Business Group Business in the Community. And as she said, she's in Australia to meet with business and government leaders and give talks on why business must take a more active role in our school sector.